Doctors are now testing a potential COVID-19 treatment called convalescent plasma. The idea is that people who've recovered from the virus have antibodies to fight it in their plasma. That's the liquid part of blood. Researchers think it's possible those antibodies could help patients who are still fighting the disease. Carrie Goldberg from member station WBUR tells us about one of the first COVID patients to receive this treatment.
On Sunday, April 19th, with COVID-19 ravaging his lungs, Dr. Nick Athanides had a tube inserted down his throat and was hooked up to a ventilator at Tufts Medical Center in Boston. He was sedated and restrained. He says it felt surreal.
You're locked in. You can't move. You can't see. And you can't move your head. And you know you're alive. But you can't do anything.
He could still think, though, and he loves numbers. So Dr. Athanides did the math.
And I says, okay, I intubated, and I am close to 60, male, diabetic. So my chances of getting out of here is less than 10%.
But he decided he would beat the odds.
And I said, with the help of science, my family, and God, I'm going to walk out of here.
And he did. The science part was the very cutting edge of COVID-19 treatment. Tufts Medical Center enrolled him in a trial of a drug called tocilizumab that seems to calm the immune system. And he would soon get the promising antiviral drug remdesivir. His wife, Jennifer, also wanted him to get convalescent plasma, an experimental treatment from the blood of recovered patients.
That's when I decided to go to social media, hoping to find a donor. The American Red Cross said if you do find a donor, then you're more likely to get that plasma than just applying directly for the plasma.
She posted an appeal on Facebook, and the response was overwhelming. Calls and messages 24 hours a day, even as she was coming down with a milder case of the virus. Dr. Athanides is a longtime kidney specialist who treats many low-income and older patients south of Boston. They and their families were among the well-wishers and would-be donors. It was an outpouring of goodwill. But Dr. Athanides was sinking fast, and Jennifer says all that goodwill couldn't translate into immediate help.
The problem was it's like a good 5 days, which I didn't realize, to actually find somebody, get them tested, make sure they're a good candidate and all of that.
Fortunately, plasma already in storage at the Rhode Island Blood Bank came through. Within a couple of days of getting it and the antiviral drug remdesivir, Dr. Athanides began to get better. He was soon well enough to be weaned off the ventilator and leave the ICU. Just 17 days after he was admitted to the hospital, he climbed the front steps of his house, alone, with a lot of help from the handrail. So how much credit does the convalescent plasma deserve for that victorious homecoming?
This is the $64,000 question.
Dr. Andreas Klein oversees the convalescent plasma program at Tufts Medical Center. And he says, at this point, we just don't know. He says the plasma does seem to be safe, and plenty of doctors on the front lines have stories about patients like Dr. Athanides who get convalescent plasma and then get better. But they're not simple stories because these are very sick patients getting multiple treatments.
It's a full court press, all hands on deck, and we're doing many, many things at once to help individual patients. And so it's hard to tease apart what the contribution of one thing versus another is.
He says only rigorous clinical trials of convalescent plasma can do that. Dr. Cliff Lane from the National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases agrees. He says studies on convalescent plasma for flu didn't find much benefit, but the treatment did work against a virus called Argentine hemorrhagic fever. So he says in theory, the plasma could help, and patients and doctors may choose to try it.
But I can't say that, yes, this is something that definitely should be used. I would have to say there's really insufficient data to recommend it one way or the other.
Clinical trials of convalescent plasma are now getting underway. Dr. Klein from Tufts expects COVID-19 convalescent plasma treatment to evolve rapidly. Right now, one donation helps one or two or three patients. Soon, he expects to have pooled plasma from multiple donors, a more concentrated and possibly more potent product that's treated more like a typical drug.
And that's going to probably happen as we go into the summer. So there'll be even more opportunities for people to donate plasma sort of as we go on.
Among the people who'll be donating are Jennifer and Nick Athanides. This month, they hope.
Every day, stronger, my endurance, and just the ability to do something without needing oxygen.
He may never know for sure, but he does believe the convalescent plasma, combined with all the other treatments he received, helped him beat the odds. For Here and Now, I'm Carrie Goldberg.